are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Whoever you are, welcome. I welcome all of you. I don't give a damn who you are. Come on. Hey, you know, one of the things I'm really excited about these days is that I'm still training. In 2 months, I'm going to be 60 fucking 7 years of age. I don't even know how I got here. And in some cases, I probably shouldn't have been here based on what happened to me 10 years ago. But it goes to show you, bodybuilding saved my life. Still is. Saved my life in so many ways because of not only what it's done for me, how it brought me back from being paralyzed, but the mindset that it developed. And I mean, that's just incredible. So it's so awesome to still be in the gym. I just, you know, sometimes you just have to be content with the smallest things and to be able to get up and kick ass still and be as competitive as I am in the gym. I don't want to be on stage anymore. Fuck that. But in the gym, yeah. And I got to tell you, for those of you people who are a little bit older group like myself, one of the things I've always wanted to do along the way, it didn't matter. It's like this has been sort of my MO, even when I started back when I was 27 years of age. It's always to try to, I've been somewhat very enthusiastic about creating the competitive edge. And the thing about that is what you end up finding out is that at some point, you get to a certain point when you're, you know, if you're competing, that everybody is good, you know? So what separates you from the rest? I mean, that's the question that you really have to ask, because that's how you create the competitive edge. And one of those things is to constantly find out through nutrition and training and supplementation how you can do that. I'm at the age now, you know, the fact of the matter is, as far as males go, after the age of 30, you start producing produce 1% less of testosterone starting from the age of 30 every year forward. And that's a real problem. I mean, it's not a secret. They talk about it all the time. I crack up because I see the Frank Thomas does this free testosterone, the supplementation, how all of a sudden he starts taking these supplements and he's like, you know, that virile man that he was when he was younger. No, he's not. The supplements, they do very little for producing free testosterone. I mean, maybe slightly, ever so slightly, never as much as those commercials are telling you. And that's not unusual. Supplements don't perform up to their, live up to their hype. They just don't. In theory, you know, the supplements that they're taking, I've tried all this shit. I've tried everything naturally. And did I get a bump? Maybe. But there's some stuff out there that is really good stuff. And that's where I'm at now, is to keep on being able to be competitive, to put on muscle. I'm not taking any drugs anymore. I don't want to do that either. But that doesn't mean that you can't be competitive. And I will tell you this, guys. One of the things I learned when I had my strokes is, of course, I changed my what my stated goal was, and that was to become as healthy as I possibly could in the best health of my life based on the lab work that I do. And I highly recommend that you guys start doing lab work.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief in the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
And do it consistently every 3 months, because that's the way that you can start zeroing in and really finding out about where you need to improve yourself. Look, if you don't do that, and if you don't condition and work from the inside out to make yourself really healthy and strong, your immune system, indestructible, because you can make it that way, then you're going to fall apart. At the end of the day, you got to fix yourself from the inside out. And the inside out means mind and body. I would suggest highly, to this is what I did. I created a 27 questions, which is basically it gives you an indication as to how compromised or non-compromised your immune system is. And again, think about it. If you're not really functioning well on the inside, then how do you possibly think that you could function at any kind of high level? You can't. Face that fact. Do the work. It's an extra step. It's a pain in the ass to some degree because it's a process. You take lab work, just to go do lab work, that whole process, it's all annoying. I can tell you that right now, but it's something that's necessary. And it's just like anything else. Look, if it really means that much to you, you'll just do it. Shut the fuck up and just go do it. Okay, it's annoying, whatever. But if you really want to operate and function and be healthy as you can, and then on top of that, have the great, like for me now, being 67 years of age and still kicking ass, still feeling like I'm an alpha male. For those people that are out there and you guys that are up there in age, you know what that feels like, being that male or not that alpha male when you get up in age and all of a sudden it's like, what happened to me? What the fuck happened to me? I feel like I'm leading and not, or following and not leading. It gets pretty scary when all of a sudden your testosterone levels are shot to hell. And again, just simply by, I'm on HRT. I highly recommend that. It's going to make you healthy again if you do that the right way. But that's not the only thing you need to do. And that's the reason why I'm telling you, I would recommend that you do this. You can go to my website, leocostajr.com, and it's a free analysis. It'll give you an idea because I've got those questions set up in a way that once we see how you've answered them, I grade them. It gives you a direct indication of how strong your system is, your immune system, and where we need to fix the compromised areas. That's hugely important. So do that, okay? And listen, just because you go on HRT, and I highly recommend that, I'm here to tell you, tips and tricks that you can still do to keep staying competitive. HRT, I would highly recommend. And instead of doing the injection, I would do the cream. They have some compounding medication now that's got a certain type of gel. I forget what they call it, Astro Gel or something, that's highly absorbable. You take it once a day. It's non-invasive. You don't have to stick yourself anymore. And it works better and every bit as good as the shot. Why do I know that? Because I did them both. Highly recommend that. And yet that's not the only answer. Okay. If you got other things like if you've got arteries that are closed down a little bit, you got plaque buildup, which you can get rid of through diet if you know how to compartmentalize your macros. So if you've got a situation where you're not getting enough red blood flow and oxygen to the body and brain, that's going to be a problem for you. It can even put you at danger. So you want to make sure that your arteries are open. Then you want to make sure that you're taking supplements that are expanding the arteries, arginine, citrulline, nitric oxide. These things are all supplements that you can take to expand the arteries. You want to take fish oil to make them soft. That makes it very easy for your heart. It's not really laboring. If you're getting hardening of the arteries, for some of you that are older, your heart's working a lot harder. This is when you start giving out and having problems. So you need to take care of that stuff, okay? Go get your damn lab work done and do it every 3 months and you'll be shocked. Something else I've just run across that I'm really excited about. I had a guy on my show. His name is Dr. William Wong. I'm going to be doing a webinar here in a few weeks, maybe 6 weeks. And I was so impressed with this guy that I want him to come on the webinar. Go to his website, williamwong.com, I think is what it is. So just put, you know, look him up on Google and you'll find him. He's really big into enzyme therapy. He calls it senescence enzyme therapy. Enzymes are an area that I'm really getting into now. I know there's digestive enzymes that are on the market. It's not that unusual, but I think his the way he's got his setup, and again, it's systemic. In other words, the enzymes, you want it to work all throughout the whole body, mind, or you know, head and your whole body. I think his setup and the way he goes about the way he's got his formulated, I think those are really real legit. I just started taking them. I'm real excited about that. That's going to make your system a lot more efficient in the way that it breaks down food, the way that it eliminates that trash that's in your body. Very important. Highly recommend that. Take a look at that. Dr. William Wong, you'll find him there. He's got a lot of other stuff that he's putting up. Another thing that I've gotten been looking into, which I find very interesting, I would have never thought that, is progesterone for men. I would have never thought that we should be taking that. And the more that I learned this from Dr. Wong, the more that I start reading about it, I wish I would have been taking it sooner. In my HRT that I'm doing, part of that ratio has progesterone in it. And for those of you wondering why that's there, it helps block estrogen. Because when your protein, when your testosterone starts getting too high, you also get, your body releases estrogen, which is, you don't want that. Estrogen is very inflammatory to the body. And this is when guys start getting bitch tits and they have problems like that. So the one of the things that's in my HRT is called Chrysin. And that is, again, it's an estrogen block, but so is progesterone. It's an estrogen block. It'll increase your, automatically start increasing your free testosterone. And I highly recommend that. It's one of those hormones, and you can do it. It's a natural hormone. Dr. William Wong has that. I'm also going to be taking that. It's a cream. I'm really excited about the progesterone. Look into that stuff. And it won't, according to him, it will not change. It has, you can take actually pretty high doses of that stuff and without harming the ratios of your protein or profile of your Chrysin, like what I'm doing with my compounding. So look into it. I really suggest that you know, even though I bring some new information to the podcast, look into it yourself. Don't just go by what I'm saying. You have to be responsible for your own actions at the end of the day. I'm responsible for my own actions because I'm telling you I'm taking that and I feel good about that. But do your work. This is part of you always doing your due diligence. Do your work and educate yourself. It's exactly what I'm doing. I mean, I literally just got the enzymes just a couple of days ago. I've been reading about it, but now I'm taking it and I'll report back to you on how I'm feeling and how that's working. And I'll back it up with lab work, of course. The progesterone thing, one of the things that interested me in taking that is that it helps you sleep better. It's like, you know, when you get to guys that are at my age, we don't sleep that well. I'm just talking to myself. I don't sleep as well as I used to. I used to sleep like a dead man, an idiot. And anymore, it's not like that. And I just have noticed I've been taking now some progesterone. And I've noticed that I think that I'm sleeping better. It takes about 21 days for you to really get over the placebo effect and things like that. So I highly recommend that. Progesterone. So this is sort of your tips for today. Look into taking some progesterone, Dr. William Wong. Look into the digestive enzymes, Zim Essence, enzyme therapy. I think that's a cool stuff to take. And the end of the day, it's going to make your body a lot more efficient. And I tell you what, honestly, kind of scares me how I'm actually feeling these days. you don't know until you get to this age. And it's wild, man. It feels really good. I don't want this shit to end ever. And again, I'm just really excited about being able to get in the gym and pump some serious iron. All right. Let me go to our next section here. I wrote a book called Exposing Fake Trainers. And I ran across something today that I want to talk about. This is the top 7 questions you need to ask your trainer if you're working with one, or ask yourself. Because it's important that you always ask why constantly. When you're in your program, you should be doing this on a very regular basis. Why you're doing whatever you're doing. You got to ask that. You have to answer that question. And all that really does is keep you specific to the your stated goal. You'll be surprised that you start, you know, the bad habits just seem to come very natural. So you have to, asking that why question is a good way to keep yourself accountable and on the right path, wherever that may be. It may be the path to putting on muscle. It may be the path of creating an incredible endurance. It may be the path of being one of the, you know, strongest that you've ever been. You have to continually ask that. And as it relates to the 3 components, you have to make sure that those components are matching what the stated goal is. Okay. So much of the time people are, the reason why they don't get the results that they should, they get some, but not what they should, is because they're wasting time and they're wasting energy. And, you know, if you're going to be in the gym kicking your ass all the time, why don't you just be efficient? Okay. Makes sense. So how much cardio should you do in one session to burn the highest amount of body fat without wasting muscle? I would think that anybody that's been in the game for a while would know this. And I learned this actually from firsthand experience. This was when I was younger. My logic was, I was doing a show. My logic was, if I do an hour of cardio a day, then 2 hours a day must be better. And that linear logic does not work in this case. It's simply for the reason that, and most of you know this, but for those of you who don't, the longer that you're doing cardio at one time, the more that your body starts burning lean weight. You would think, this is where I was wrong. I thought, well, my body's just burning. It's continually to burn a higher level of body fat. It burns more body fat when you do more cardio, but it also burns more lean weight. And that's the reason why the guys that are really up there and know what they're talking about, they generally do about 25 minutes at the most, 30 minutes at a time. And if you were that person that's behind, like if you're getting ready for a show and you need to maybe speed up a little bit, then you could split that up and do like 2 25 or 30 minute sessions, and that will keep your body just burning the more fat than wasting some of that precious lean muscle that we are trying to put on. So if you're not doing that, then you need to pay attention to that. And along with that, I would tell you to make sure that your heart rate is where it needs to be. It's all about heart rate. And the mistake that so many people make is they think that, again, this linear logic, they think that if you're doing, 30 minutes, let's just say that you're doing 25 to 30 minutes, but you weren't paying attention to heart rate because you thought, well, in this 25 minutes, I'm going to go like hell, bad out of hell, and that's going to give you a better result. It's not. And the reason for that is because your body is going to change. It's going to flip its metabolism from aerobic to anaerobic. Anaerobic conditioning is the same conditioning that you're doing when you're weight training. When you are weight training, you're burning sugar and your carbohydrates, and you're not burning fat. Okay. That's just keep it simple. So know your heart rate. It's age dependent. And the formula there for some of you who would like to know, it's the number 220 minus your age. Your range that you should be doing cardio in is anywhere from 65 to 85% of max. Listen, your body can actually go all the way up to over 100% of its, of its capacity, and you can still aerobically be training. Okay. For example, these professional cyclists, they're above 100% of their max heart rate, and they're still, their body has adapted to that, and they're still in aerobic conditioning. But again, the body becomes dysfunction. If you take a look at every one of those riders, they're not muscular, okay? Because number one, your body is adapting to that particular sport. and they're just doing a shitload of cardio, and it's pretty impossible for your body to maintain any kind of lean weight. But that's not, they're not training to put on muscle, obviously. Okay, so that was the first question that you need to ask yourself. What's the most, so number two question, what's the most efficient way to lift to put on muscle? Okay, heavy weights with fewer reps or more reps with lighter weight? Okay, this is kind of pretty common. I don't think I have to go into a lot of this. It's always volume training. And just, you know, I've always used the example, if you ever want to know if volume puts on muscle, just look at a professional sprinter on the ice. Look how big, like Eric Heiden, I think that was his name. He's a gold medalist, and look at his leg development. He didn't get those legs in the gym. He got those legs by doing volume of constantly doing that workout, body through space. High volume training over heavy lifting. Okay, that's just the bottom line. Anybody that disputes that, they really don't get that. Okay, when you want to get stronger, you lift more weight. And the side effect, the secondary benefit, is that you will put on muscle. But if the main goal is to put on muscle, it's volume training. I guarantee you that. All right. Number three, doing more repetitions create body definition. I would say maybe to some degree, but the definition comes from just eliminating body fat, okay, essentially. And that doesn't mean that doing some reps, because I see people doing like a lot of reps sometimes for their abs to create definition. No, it's going to be more, you know, you dropping body fat. And look, if you're that person who is underdeveloped in certain areas with muscle, okay, obviously you might want to do, you know, a little more work in the area to bring the muscle out. But is that creating the definition? No. Taking the body fat away from the muscle? Yes. Number four, what's the best way, one of the best ways of getting rid of post-workout soreness that doesn't involve supplementation? Doing cardio. If you're sore, first of all, realize that soreness is not an indication of a good workout. It's just a buildup. It's your body responding and adapting to an environment so that soreness has nothing to do with whether or not you've gotten a good workout or not. But the best way to get rid of that soreness is you can just do 10 minutes of cardio before workout. Better to do it afterwards, because that'll actually speed up your recovery. But just look, and it doesn't have to be, it can just be a walk, just something very light, just to get the body moving and to get that energy flowing through the body. That takes care of that. Has your trainer asked you about your heart rate? If they haven't, they should. Heart rate reveals a lot about what's going on with your body for both weight training and cardio. The heart rate is actually very important to always know what's going on. I'll take it a step further. I have this, it's called an oximeter. It's where you put that's a little device on the end of your finger. It measures your blood oxygen saturation. I highly recommend that you guys get one of those and you start tracking that, trending that. Look, it's really important. One of the things that I do every day when I come to the gym, and this goes against what my doctor said, I check my blood pressure every single morning. Just for good measure. I weigh every single day. And I think that you should be aware of that at all times. My doctor is saying to me, he goes, well, you know, you shouldn't do your blood pressure every day because it's going to cause you anxiety. And I say bullshit. And I say the same thing when it comes to weighing. You need to know how your body functions. You need to know, because there's been times when I take my blood pressure, I'm thinking, I'm sure that I have high blood pressure today, or it's higher. And I'm wrong about that. I'll take it. And I'm actually wrong about that. But it's also nice to know how, because knowing stuff like that really ties you in. It makes you become aware of what your body is functioning, what it's doing on the inside. And when you get to this point, and the guys that have been around long enough, I'm sure they'll share this, the same information. I know exactly what's going on the inside of my body, because I've been around long enough to trust the communication that goes on in there. It's very counterintuitive at times. It's instinctive at times. We don't trust it at times because we just don't have enough experience with that. I mean, it gets to the point where, like, even like with this HRT that I was doing, or that I am doing, my pharmacist changed my the application. It went from a clicker type of application to a pump. And I told him, I said, you can't do that shit to me. And because I went ahead and went along with that thing, obviously, and I did this, you know, supposedly one pump now was going to be the same as what I was doing with two or three pumps, whatever, or clicks, whatever that was. But I paid attention to what my body was saying. And I knew within 2 or 3 weeks, I knew that my dosage went down. And the point that I'm making here is that you have to be very in tune with your system. The people that have been around long doing this thing, they know exactly how their body works. They can feel any slight change that goes on. And that's the reason why by going back to this, knowing your heart rate, by knowing what my heart rate is after and before I do a workout, my blood oxygen levels, my weight, all that stuff is just vital information that I need in order for me to continue to make the kind of progress that I keep making. You have to do that, okay? And the other thing that's really important about the heart rate is that, for example, if you find yourself all of a sudden, maybe you're kind of, you maybe think you're overtrained, a classic way to find out a good indication of that is if you go to your heart rate first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, check your heart rate. If it's above 60 beats per minute, there may be something going on there. If it's 80 beats per minute, you better pay heed to that because there's something going on. Don't discount that. So many of us do that. I've done it. We all do that. Okay. What exactly are the benefits of aerobic conditioning? You'll be surprised how many people who only have an idea and unfortunately, the trainer might be one of those. The typical answer to this question will be to burn body fat. The answer is definitely correct, but there's much more benefit than that. Well, I think we just talked about that. You can use cardiovascular conditioning as a way to speed up recovery. So after, you do your workout, weight training workout, you just do 10 minutes or 15 minutes after that, and that'll just speed up your recovery. So that's one way to do that. Obviously, if you're having a muscle that you pulled or something like that, you can do a little bit of cardio before. It's a tool. It's not just for burning body fat. Okay. So just keep that in mind. Where are we here? Okay. What are the benefits of cross training for injured body parts? I'm not talking about the highly popular cross training program that's being done. The cross training to which I'm referring heals injuries, not causes them. I wonder if cross-training trainers know the answer to this question. I bet you my last dollar that they don't. What the hell was the question again? Oh, the cross-training. Okay, so if you have an injury, for example, if you have a lower body, it doesn't really matter where the injury is in this case. A cross-training effect means that just because you have, maybe you went snowboarding and you fucked up your wrist or something from snowboarding. Okay. Just because you hurt that wrist doesn't mean that you have to stop training. Actually, if you train the opposite side of the body that's hurt, you train the lower body. Guess what that does? That cross trains and it brings it brings oxygen and blood to those areas that are impaired. You see, it speeds up the healing process. And most people don't really understand that. So they take time off and they wait till the thing heals up and then they're back in the gym. All those little moments that you're out of the gym are major setbacks, bigger than what you think. You know, you think, oh, I'm only been off for 3 days out of the gym. It's bigger than that. And this is where that cross training actually improves and helps you stay in the game. Look, we're all interested in trying to stay in the game as long as we can, because, you know, in sports, it doesn't matter if we're talking about bodybuilding or any kind of sport. One of the goals is to stay on the field, stay in the game. And it's a constant challenge to do that. You're always putting your body at risk. So keep that in mind. Cross training will improve and it actually speeds up healing to the injured body parts. Okay, just because your trainer, you know what? That's all 7 of the questions that I had in the book. Okay, so that's, that's it for today as far as information is concerned. Again, guys, I really highly recommend. At the beginning of the show, I talked about some supplementation. Highly recommend that you do that. Find out what your inside of your body and mind look like. What's going on there? You know, think of it this way. You wouldn't build a house without a strong foundation. You wouldn't put the roof on first. You wouldn't put walls and then the foundation. You wouldn't do that, would you? And if you did, it's a house of cards. How long is it going to last? Think of your body being that way, your mind and your body. And I can tell you this, the more, you know, as I get older, one of the things I've really learned about is it starts with the mind. It starts with your brain, and everything else in your body will get in lockstep with what's going on. But it starts with the command center. It's your brain. Get this shit done. Constantly ask yourself why you're doing certain things. Take the extra steps. Learn what your body is saying to you. It's talking to you every single day, mind and body. And then when you really get good at this stuff, then you start figuring out, you know, you're ahead of the game. You're leading from behind, in front, then instead of leading from behind. The minute you lead from behind, you're more behind than you ever think that you are. All right. That's I would say that's some pretty good stuff today. Thanks for coming on. Can't wait to see you guys again. In the meantime, go get Serious Growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.